The raw sewage in Taylor Jacobson's home was knee high.
Pulling out carpet and cutting down drywall, and this is 80, 100, 200 hours worth of work.
A water main break sent it rushing into more than 20 homes. Their owners claim Woods Cross is reneging on a promise to pay for repairs. Rhett Cleverly says they're organizing a lawsuit.
I just want my house back so I can live in it again. All of us are in the same boat. We just want to make sure that they take care of us.
Woods Cross officials say the city's insurance is still determining what caused the water main break and if it could have been avoided. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.